弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
在我交通今天的话的时候
，As I have a fellowship with you today.
有几件事我要说明一下。
I have to explain a few things.
很多弟兄姐妹知道。我有一段时间不在弟兄姐妹当中。
Many brothers and sisters know that I have not been here for a while.
整个八月份，很多人没有看到我。
Many people have not seen me for the entire month of August.
很多人问我去哪里。
Many people ask me where I have been.
我借这个机会解释一下。
I'll take this opportunity to explain this.
我是回到我的故乡台湾去看望我的父母。
I returned to my home country, Taiwan, to visit my parents.
因为我父母的年纪也很长了。
Because my parents are very old.
自从我1986年出国以后。
Ever since I've left the country to come here in 1986.
我很少有机会回去跟他们常常在一起。
I've had very few opportunities to go back home.
然后每次回去的时候，好像就是蜻蜓点水一下。
Every time I go back, it seems I was just there for such a short time.
好像每次待在家里的时间几个小时而已。
I only spend a few hours at home.
圣灵让我感觉这几年我应该花多一点时间跟我的父母在一起。
The Holy Spirit has touched me to let me know that over the past few years, I should spend more time with my parents.
我知道弟兄姐妹为我们的父母。
I know that brothers and sisters have prayed for the health of my parents.
我们在台湾也经历弟兄姐妹的祷告。
And at Taiwan, we have also experienced your prayers.
我们有讲到在那个情况里面，我们可以碰到很多的基督徒在。
I did not realize that we have encountered many Christians there.
借着弟兄姐妹祷告，父母的身体一天比一天好。
Through the prayer of brothers and sisters, my parents' health has improved daily.
本来想要到台湾稍微偷懒一下。
I was preparing to be a bit lazy when I was in Taiwan.
因为我觉得只要看看父母，教会聚会就是到一个比较容易的地方，就是听个道就回来。
Because I thought I'd just go back and visit my parents, and then as far as gathering was concerned, I would just go there and listen.
甚至到那个教会，我就好好坐在那里，叫做做礼拜，就不要动。
And then I thought I'll just go to the church to every Sunday and just sit there and not do anything.
我可能也不需要祷告。
I don't even need to pray.
我就听他们表演。
And I'll just listen to them.
那圣灵很奇怪。
The Holy Spirit is very strange.
他带领我们到的教会，都让我们有机会有一点点参与的服事。
He brought us to churches where we can have a little bit of service.
我觉得神就的爱就像这样。
And I think that this is what God's love is like.
他抓着我们不会放。
He grasps onto us and doesn't let go.
有时候我们好像觉得我们想要离他远一点。
Sometimes we feel like we need to be a little far from him.
但是主的爱就是那样坐在你的身上。
But God's love is in such a way on you.
我们有一个月的时间陪着父母。
I had 1 month time with my parents.
我们早上就到父母的家里去帮他们清扫。
Every morning, I would go to my parents' house to clean up for them.
照顾他们上医院。
To take care of them to go to the hospital.
然后回来。
And then come home.
在我一生当中，我很少做过这样的事情。
Throughout my life, I've done this very few times.
因为八月天是台湾的八月天是基本上来讲，现在这个时间已经九十几度了。
In Taiwan, in August, around this time of the day, it's already over 90 degrees.
我每天就像是。好像太阳下的蚂蚁跑来跑去。
Every day we're like the ants underneath the sun running around.
我们好像身上有流不完的汗一样。
We cannot stop sweating.
但是我们实在知道圣灵在我们身上让我们有额外的体力能够做这些事情。
But we know that the Holy Spirit has worked on us so that we have extra strength to do these things.
我们知道我们台湾的事情还没做完，所以我先回来了。
I know that I have not finished my job in Taiwan yet, but I come back first.
我带了我的大女儿先回来。
I came back with my elder daughter.
再过一段时间我还要再回去。
And in a little while, I will go back again.
当我回到美国的时候。
When I come back to the States.
Olsen 弟兄打电话给我。
Brother Olsen called me.
他在八月初的时候，他的膝关节，他患了膝关节。
At the beginning of August, he had a hip replacement.
他70几岁, 快80岁的,
he's 70 some years old, almost 80.
他说他现在站不起来,
he said he cannot stand now.
所以他说他没有办法来,
therefore, he cannot come and have fellowship with us.
但他说他一定要回来,
but he said he will return.
因为神在他身上还有没有说完的话,
because the Lord still has unspoken words on him.
所以今天我站在这里,
therefore, I stand here today in place of Brother Olsen.
当我祷告的时候, 我觉得里面有这样的负担,
as I prayed, I have such a burden.
我想到新与旧之间这件事情,
I thought about the relationship between new and old.
所以圣灵就把话给我,
therefore, the Holy Spirit has given me the words.
我们好不好翻到以弗所书4章20节?
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
我们要读三处的经文。 We have three places to read in a scripture.
如果你没有圣经, 请你举个手, 招待会帮忙把圣经给你。
If you do not have a Bible, please raise your hand and the usher will bring you one.
4章20节，我们弟兄念一节，姐妹念一节，我们不管念中文、英文，我们一起来念。我们弟兄先请，你们学了基督，却不是这样，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏。 并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有仁义的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。我们再翻到哥罗西3章9节跟10节。Let's
turn to the book of Colossians.
弟兄在这里来念。
Chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, and brother will read.
每一次我们看以弗所书4章20节的时候， 很多解经的弟兄说，我们要跟哥罗西3章9节、10节一起对照的来看。
Every time we read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20, those people who explain the Bible would say you have to read it together with Colossians chapter 3 and understand it together.
因为他们好像说这是一个双胞胎。
They say that these two are like twins.
你知道双胞胎的意思是什么？
Do you know what it means to be twins?
两个都很像。
It means that the two are very similar.
那有些地方不太一样。
Some places are different.
这边没有看出来的, 在另外一个人哥哥身上可以看出来。
What you do not see on one, you can see on the other.
所以我在这边念, 请弟兄姐妹注意来听。
And I will read it here and ask brothers and sisters to listen.
不要彼此说谎, 因为你们已经脱去旧人, 和旧人的行为。
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds.
穿上新人, 这新人在知识上渐渐更新, 正如照他主的形象。
And have put the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
如果有机会的话, 你把这两处经文 稍微折一下在你的圣经里。
If you have the opportunity, I ask you to fold those two pages with these verses on it.
这两节圣经,这两段圣经里面讲到一个新人与旧人。
These two verses talk about a new man and an old man.
一个新的,一个旧的。
One is new and the other one is old.
我们再看一个地方。
Let's turn to one more place in the scripture.
第三个地方在路加福音5章36节到39节。
We turn to Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 36 through 39.
弟兄在这里来念。
And I will read.
路加福音第5章36节到39节。
Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 36 through 39.
耶稣又设了一个比喻，对他们说：没有人把新衣服撕下一块来，补在旧衣服上。 若是这样，就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的那一块新的和旧的也不相配。
Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also, the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old.
若是这样，新酒必将皮带裂开，酒便露出来，皮带也就坏了。And
no one puts new wine into old wineskin, or else the new wine will burst the wineskin and be spilled, and the new wine will be ruined.
但新酒必须装在新皮带里。But
the new wine must be put into new wineskin.
没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。
And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. Let's pray.
主,
Lord, help us to wait before your words. It is really not the one who's speaking can say anything. Or do those who are listening can hear anything. It is all the Holy Spirit that can work freely here. We pray that your precious blood can cleanse this place.
洁净听的,
cleanse those who are listening.
特别洁净这个讲的,
and especially cleanse the one who's speaking.
你知道他是罪人,
because you know he is a sinner.
你也知道他是一个旧人,
and you know that he is an old man.
主啊, 你就帮助他做一个新造人,
Lord, you help him to be a new person.
我们再一次把你的话语摆在宝座面前,
Lord, once again, we put your words upon your throne. As we wait for you, Lord, we pray that your blessings are among us. Listen to our prayers. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. These three verses that we've read, two of them talked about the new and the old man. It is like a twin, they explain the old and the new man. The other one is a parable the Lord Jesus spoke when he was on earth. In this parable, there are several things. It talks about a new garment. And it talks about an old garment. It talks about new wine. And then an old wine. A new wineskin. An old wineskin. These are the three things. In our knowledge,
特别是在我们地上的时候,
especially while we are in this world,
我们一生的时日,
the time in our life,
我们对新的东西跟旧的东西对我们影响非常的大。
The new things and old things have great impact on us.
可以说我们的一生跟新与旧就一直在那边变化。
We can say that our life is changing with the new and old all the time.
我们时时就在经历新的东西。
All the time we're experiencing new things.
我们也时时经历旧的东西。
And constantly we're experiencing old things.
今天早上一个是新的早晨。
This morning is a new morning.
昨天下大雨。
Yesterday it rained.
昨天是一个旧的一天。
Yesterday is already old.
我们感谢主今天有个这么好的天气。
We thank our Lord that today's weather is so great.
我们每天早 呼吸新鲜的空气。
Every morning we breathe fresh air.
我们怎么定义一个东西是新？
How do we define something as new?
我们怎么定义一个东西是旧？
How do we define something as old?
我们在地上学的方式，在学问里面哈。
And as we are in this world, what we learn?
我们从的学识里面来帮助我们来定义什么是新的，是旧的。
In our own knowledge, we help to define what is old and what is new.
基本上来讲，怎么定义新的跟旧的呢？
In general, how do we define old and new?
一个是年日。
One is age.
越年轻的越新。
What is younger is new.
石敏生了一个新生儿，对不对？
Our brother Shi has a new baby.
我们不会跟他讲说石敏生了一个老生儿，对不对？为什么叫新生儿？
We will not say that he has an old baby. Why do we call it a new life?
我不知道他几磅哈。
I don't know how old the baby is.
不管这个孩子几磅，五磅、六磅、七磅。
Whether the baby is 5, 6, or 7 pounds.
什么八磅？大概没有八磅，八磅好大。你都叫他新生儿。
You will always call it a new life.
新生儿我们怎么定义啊？
How do we define it as? How come we can define it as a new life?
你如果去看一下那个 menu 哈，它是这样讲。
If you look at the menu, it defines it as.
他说大概三个月，还叫他新生儿。
If it is less than 3 months old, then it is called a new life.
我们所以小孩子生出来，我们叫做 1 month new， 对不对？ 应该讲 1 month old。
If you have a baby, then if it's less than 3 months, then you should call it 3 months new instead of 3 months old.
一个月新。
If it's 1 month, it's new.
两个月新。
2 months, it's new.
三个月新。
3 months, it's new.
四个月你怎么讲？
If it's 4 months,
4 months old.
Then it's 4 months old.
很快就变旧了，对不对？
It turns old very quickly.
跟年岁有点关系。
It is somewhat connected to the age.
我们勉勉强强就这样定义一件事情。
Then we can define it in such a way.
曹阳刚结婚， 我们叫他什么？ 很抱歉， 新人， 对不对？
Our brother Cao, he's newly wed, therefore we call him new.
新人嘛， 对不对？ 刚结婚的叫新人。
Because he is newly wed.
我们为什么叫他新人？
Why do we call him new?
因为他刚刚进入这个结婚的这个， 有人说锁链， 不是， 那个圈子里面啊， 那个婚姻的那个约里面，
because he has just entered into the covenant of marriage.
所以他是新人，
therefore he's new.
我们叫他新婚嘛， 对不对？
Therefore he's newly wed.
你结婚了， 你知道， 人家叫你新婚多久？
If you have already married, then you'll know how long do people call you newly wed.
我记得我结婚的时候， 人家只叫我一天新娘官。
I remember when I got married, people only called me new for one day.
第二天他不叫你。
The second day, he won't say that to you anymore. But my wife, people called her the bride for a whole month.
所以认定一个新旧， 除了时间以外， 还有一个就是认定， 就是我们对那个的认识。
Therefore, besides time, the definition for new and old has another side, which is your recognition for it.
我们认定那个东西是新的。
We recognize that thing is new.
我们认定那个是旧的。
We recognize some things are old.
那个东西就跟时间没有了关系。
And then that is disconnected with time.
我恨不得每一个人结婚， 每天像新婚， 对不对？
Everyone who is married wants every day to be the new, to be the wedding day.
有人就活在新婚里面， 活40-50年。
Some people can live in that, on that day for 40-50 years.
直到老伴走掉。
Until their spouse leaves them.
对他们来讲， 全是新的。
For them, it is all new.
我们进到社会的时候， 人家叫我们什么？
As we enter the society, what do people call us?
新鲜人， 对不对？
People call us the fresh ones.
或者叫做什么？ 菜鸟。 叫他翻不出来。 菜鸟， 你知道什么叫菜鸟吗？ 菜鸟就是那个鸟， 就是新手。
Others will call you a young bird because you are very new.
菜鸟我们常常讲就是它容易受欺负。
Those are the people who can be taken advantage of.
我们认定一些新进到我们当中的，我们就叫它什么？菜鸟。
If we have people that are new among us, then we'll call them the young birds.
我们过新年，对不对？
If we go through New Year.
我为什么要跟弟兄讲这个事情呢？
Why do I want to explain this to you?
我们的认定很重要。
Our definition is very important.
当我们过新年的时候，
Whenever we go through New Year,
你知道地球的日子已经过了多久了？
Do you know how many days, how many years the Earth has passed?
地球它说我的年纪这么大， 其实你是过一个旧年。
The Earth says, I am so old, actually you're having an old year.
我们过新年，
As we experience New Year,
我们穿新衣，
We wear new clothing,
戴新帽，
We wear new hats,
戴新鞋，
We wear new shoes.
都是新的。
These are all new.
我们到学校里去。
We go to school.
我们认识新的朋友。
We make new friends.
我们看到新的老师。
We see new teachers.
我们看到新的教室。
We see new classrooms.
我们拿到新的课本。
We use new textbooks.
其实新的课本里面教的是旧的知识。
Actually, what's in a new textbook are old knowledge.
当我们觉得那个是什么东西？
But how do we feel about it?
那是新的东西。
We feel those are new.
为什么？
Why?
你认知那个是新的。
Because you recognize these are new.
我们今天常常买新房子。
Now we often buy new houses.
除非那个房子是新造的房子，新盖的。
If this house is newly built.
其实我们是买一个新的旧房子，对不对？
actually we're buying a new old house.
对的房子本身它是很老的。
For the house itself, it's very old.
但是你认定那个房子是新的。
But you think the house is new.
所以我们常常这样说。
Therefore, we often say.
希望你可以翻得出来啊。 他说我们盖了一个新的厕所。 在我们新的买的旧房子里面
People would say I've built a new bathroom in the new old house that I just purchased.
你知道有多少新跟旧吗?
Do you know there how many new and old there are?
有些东西跟时间一点关系没有。
Some things are not connected with time at all.
完全是你认定那个东西。
It is completely based on your recognition of it.
我再讲一次，你买了一个新的旧房子。
Let me say it one more time. You purchased a new old house.
但是你把一个新的厕所盖进去,
but you put a new bathroom in it.
或者盖一个新的厨房,
or you build a new kitchen in it.
或买一个新的家具,
or you put new furniture in it.
放在一个旧的房子里,
put it in a new an old house.
这是新的认定。
That is the definition of new.
什么是旧呢?
What is old?
我们每个人都说我现在几岁了。
Every one of us would say, how old am I?
我们应该讲,
and I can say I'm 42 years old.
他用old,
and I use the word old.
他不会讲,
I wouldn't say that he's 42 years new.
旧人是什么?
What is an old person?
圣经讲的旧人是什么?
What is an old person?
神认定你是旧人。
The Lord has recognized you as an old person.
不管你今天多年轻,
it doesn't matter how young you are.
你生下来三个月,
you've only been born for 3 months.
神认定你是旧人。
God has already recognized you as old.
圣经的新与旧跟我们所认知的有点不同。
What the scripture recognizes as new and old is different from what we think.
我们常常认为是新的。
What we often think of as new,
神说那是旧,
God says that's old.
我们认为的新,
what we think of as new,
神认为是属乎亚当, 属乎旧的,
God thinks these things all belong to the old Adam.
是属乎旧造的里面,
it belongs to the old creation.
或者是属乎那个堕落的里面,
it belongs to the fallen state.
圣经中的新是什么?
What is the state of new in the scripture?
我们这个人得救之后,
after we are saved,
在我们得救之前,
before we're saved,
我们知道很多是旧的,
we know that these things are all old.
圣经里面有一句话叫做旧事已过了,
in the scripture, there's a verse that says all old things have passed.
你可以回去查哪些是旧的,
you can go back and find what are the old things.
所有在旧造里面的东西非常的多。
There are many things in the old creation.
我们看到旧约, 对不对?
We see the Old Testament.
我们今天看到新约,
and then today we see the New Testament.
新约, 旧约, 怎么来定?
How do you define the Old and the New Testament?
主耶稣来了, 叫做新约。
After Jesus Christ has come, it is defined as the New Testament.
神把主耶稣画在新约的里面。
The Lord has put Jesus into the New Testament.
因为新的约是跟我们每一个人那个新造的人有完全的关系。
Because the New Testament is related to every single one of us.
圣经的新有哪些呢?
What are new in the scripture?
我们得救之后,
after we're saved,
我们叫做新造的人,
we are called a newly made person.
我们得救了以后, 我们不在旧的地位, 我们有个新的地位。
After we're saved, we are no longer in our old state, we have a new status.
神在我们身上做了一个新的创造。
God on us has made a new creation.
我们人活的本来是为自己活, 今天不再为自己活, 为神而活。
Men, we used to live for ourselves, but now today we live for God.
我们活的方向有了一个新的方向。
We have a new direction.
我们有个新的生命。
We have a new life.
以前的生命是到死亡里面去的, 今天的生命是一个复活的生命。
Before our life goes into death, but now we have a resurrected life.
圣经里面说我给你一条新的命令。
The scripture says that I give you a new commandment.
要你们彼此相爱。
That you shall love each other.
这是新的命令。
It is a new commandment.
主耶稣说我用血为你们立的新约。
Lord Jesus says, this is the new covenant I have established for you through my blood.
他成为我们新约的中保。
He becomes the the keeper of our new covenant. He becomes the mediator of our new covenant.
在启示录里面讲到新耶路撒冷圣城。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about the city of New Jerusalem.
讲到新天地。
It talks about the new heaven and new earth.
这是圣经的新。
This is the new in the Bible.
我们刚才讲的那里，讲到新人与旧人。
When we talked about the new man and the old man,
这里的讲到旧人是讲到什么旧人呢？
Who is this old man referring to?
他在这里怎么讲呢? 他说你们学了基督却不是这样子。
It says, after you have learned Christ, you are not like this.
他说你们听了他的道, 领了他的教, 学了他的真理。
It says, you have taken his doctrines and his teachings.
你们要脱掉你们的旧人。
You must shed your old person.
我今天早上起来的时候,
When I woke up this morning,
神是这样感动,
The Lord has touched me.
我要借一下林元的外套,
I must borrow Brother Ling's jacket.
小孩子们, Don't do this at home. 不要在家里做这件事情, 你爸爸可能会不高兴。
Don't do this at home, children, because your father may be upset.
脱去旧人,
you take off the old person.
我们都脱过衣服,
we have all taken off clothing.
这里讲到脱去旧人,
here, when it says to put off the former person,
神必须用一个我们能够了解的东西, 让我们了解什么叫脱去旧人。
Here, the Lord must use something we know to explain to us what it means to take off the old person.
我现在在做一件事情, 就是把我的外套脱掉。
I am taking off my jacket.
这叫脱去旧人。
This is called taking off the old person.
原谅我用这个很有限度的方式来告诉弟兄姐妹。
You must forgive me for using such a limited example.
然后呢, 这是穿上新人。
And this is to put on the new man.
都看到了。
Have you seen?
但是你知道, 在我们的日子里面, 我们的经验是什么?
But do you know what is our experience in our days?
Don't do this at home. 不要做这个。我们常常是把东西脱掉一半。Often,
we only take off half our jacket.
然后我们穿上另一半。And
then we wear the other half.
你们会笑,对不对?
You laugh.
为什么会笑?
Why do you laugh?
神的话怎么说?
What does our Lord say?
你们要先脱掉旧人。
You must first take off the old.
结果我们旧人没脱掉。
But we did not completely take off our old man.
就我们穿一个新人在身上。
And then we wear the new man. We put on the new man.
结果我们就梳妆打扮,跳到台上来讲道。
And then we put on some makeup and then we jump onto the podium to speak.
弟兄姐妹,我们看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, do you see one thing?
我们会笑,对不对?
You will laugh.
你会不会觉得神会非常难过?
Do you think that the Lord will be very sad?
在我们的日子上,我们的经验也是这样子。
In our days, our experience is like that.
我觉得刚才那样子很难受。
What I've just done, I felt very uncomfortable.
为什么难受?
Why did I feel uncomfortable?
因为我是四不像的,
because I'm not like anything.
我们就好像那个旧人跟新人的混杂。
It's like a mix of the old and the new.
圣灵在这里好像常常指着我说, Kevin,
The Holy Spirit often accuses me to say, Kevin,
你好像就是常常这样,
you are often like this.
你的旧人没有脱掉,
your old man has not been taken off.
你的新人也没穿进来,
and your new man has not been completely put on.
人家都觉得你很奇怪,
everyone thinks you're very strange.
为什么?
Why?
我们有时候旧, 有时候新,
because sometimes you're old and other times you're new.
我们表现得出来又像新又像旧。
What we our conduct is sometimes new and sometimes old.
我们道理都懂。
We understand, we all understand the doctrine.
这上面都清清楚楚。
It all says it very clearly. We all know that God has given us the status of a new man. Here, everything is spoken of in past tense. It is to say that God has already completed this in Christ. When we were saved, we have already taken off the old man. After we're saved, we have already put on the new man. God has recognized us as such. Man look at us today and think we're still an old man. Men look at the Christians and sometimes think the Christians are really bad. And other times we think ourselves are really bad
too.
But Lord, through Christ, when He looks at us, what does He see?
从基督看我的时候, 他看Kevin是一个新人。
Through Christ, when He sees Kevin, I am a new person. Even though here it says that the former conducts are still there,
你觉得神在你的身上要不要做这件事情呢?
Do you think that the Lord wants to do this on you?
他会帮助我们把旧人脱下来。
He will help us to take off the old man.
这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑, 一直往那个腐败里面奔去。
The old man is because of the deceitful lust is continue to grow in corruption.
原文的翻译它翻得比较真实一点，我们中文的翻译很文雅。
In the original text, it is more accurate. The Chinese translation is too polite.
他说是渐渐败去。
In Chinese, it says it is slowly corrupting.
但是它实际是说，它是往那个败亡的道路一直走下去。
But in reality, it says that you continue to walk down the path of corruption.
它要我们穿上新人。
It wants us to put on the new man.
拿去所有的新人该有的。
To take everything a new person should have.
当我们读这件书的时候，我们说这个新人是什么样的新人呢？
As we read these verses, we ask, what should a new person be like?
24节有一个小小的字叫照着。
In verse 24, there is a small word which is according to.
对，就是 according to， 就是照着。
According to， it is.
什么是照着？
What does it mean to be according to？
我想小孩子们，我们可以了解一件事情。
I think children will know one thing.
我不知道你打不打篮球。
I don't know if you play basketball.
大概我们很多人都打篮球。
I think many of us play basketball. If you only have 5 or 6 people, then you will only play half a game.
我们怎么打呢?
How do we play?
我们打的就照着我们的方式打,
then we will play according to our rules.
谁有球,
if, whoever has the ball and has the opportunity, you will shoot the basket.
我也不传给你,
I won't pass it to anyone. As long as I have the opportunity, I will shoot the basket.
如果你们人多五个人六个人组一个篮球队。
If you have many people, 5 or 6 people, you can have a team.
你们每次打篮球的时候，就是我拿到球我就秀来。
And every time you have the ball, you'll shoot the basket.
我们打也不管谁打，就是大家打。
And we don't really care who's playing. Everyone will play.
这叫做不照着。This is called not according to. 一个球队好不好，要照着什么打呢？
Whether a team is good or not, it has to be according to.
如果那个球队哈，如果你到学校去参加个球队，他那个教练不好，你就不用去了。
If you join a team in a school and the coach is not good, then you shouldn't go.
一个球队好不好是照着那个教练指示的教的好不好，你可以打得出来好不好？
Whether or not this team is good, it is according to whether or not the coach is good.
你什么时候参加一个球队里面，他说我们球队没有照教练。
If you join a team and the team says, we do not do according to the coach.
今天我们的新人是要照着什么？
Today, the new person, what should we be according to?
照着神的形象。
It is according to the image of God.
照着神的仁义。
It is according to the righteousness of God.
照着神的圣洁。
According to the holiness of God.
这三件事情是这个新人的教练。
These three things are the coach of the new person.
圣灵在这个新人上能够造就我们。
The Holy Spirit can edify this new man.
怎么造就我们？
How does he edify us?
我们自己, 借着圣灵, 其实可以知道, 这个是属新人的,
Through the Holy Spirit, we ourselves will know whether or not this belongs to the old or the new.
当你活出来的时候,
when you live it out, you will know whether or not this has God's glory in it.
有没有神的仁义在里面?
Does it have God's kindness in it?
有没有属神的圣洁在里面?
Does it have God's holiness in it?
如果没有的话,
if it does not,
这大概不是新人的东西,
then it probably does not belong to the new man.
他说这是一个穿上 young man, 一个 youth, 就是一个很年轻的孩子。
It says that you put on a new man, a young person, very young.
在神的眼光里面, 不是新人,
as far as God is concerned, if it is not new, then it is old. It is as if we enter into the body of the new man.
人的眼睛只看到这个新人,
men's eyes only see this new man.
如果被弟兄姐妹能够看到这个新人被看到是什么呢?
If brothers and sisters can see this new man, then what do they see?
他们要看到基督,
they will see Christ.
他们不要看到我们的旧人,
they do not want to see our old man.
在哥罗西书上面, 他讲了个在知识上渐渐更新。
In the book of Colossians, it says that we are renewed in our knowledge.
在以弗所书, 他说这新人是照着神的形象。
In the book of Ephesians, it says this new man is according to the image of God.
如果你这一比照, 你就知道, 这个知识不是我们地上的知识。
If you compare the two, you will know that this renewed knowledge is not our earthly knowledge.
这个知识就是神在以弗所书常常讲到的那个全然可以了解、认识、经验的那个知识。
We will know that this knowledge is what was referred to Ephesians. It is the knowledge that is completely understandable and transparent.
神的荣耀在我们身上, 我们可以体验得到。
God's glory on us, we can experience.
神的圣洁在我们的身上, 我们可以经历到的。
We can also experience God's holiness on us.
神的仁义在我们的身上, 我们也可以经历到的。
And God's righteousness on us, we can also experience.
这就是神在我们身上能够做的一件事情。
And this is something that God can do on us.
不是远远的, 你没有机会碰得到的。
It is not something that is far that cannot be touched.
因为他说他是能够借着你的知识让你渐渐更新, 能够了解的。
Because it says that it can be renewed through your knowledge.
我刚刚讲过, 什么是旧人?
I talked about what is an old person.
旧人在圣经里怎么说呢?
What does the scripture say about the old man?
旧人我们常常叫, 就是叫老我,
we call the old man our old self.
或者我们讲亚当,
and then maybe we call it Adam.
我们讲属肉体,
we say that it belongs to the flesh.
或者讲旧人是那个不认识神的,
or to say that the old man is the one who does not know God.
或者我们讲那个抵挡神的,
or the one who is against God.
甚至讲不顺服神的,
or the one who is disobedient to God.
这都是旧人,
these are the old man.
旧人是被定罪的,
the old man has been nailed in his sin.
旧人是要灭亡的,
the old man will perish.
旧人是享受最终之乐的,
the old man enjoys lives in the joy of sin.
旧人是无神的,
the old man is without God.
甚至旧人是多神的,
or perhaps the old man has multiple gods.
旧神是以自己为中心,
the old man is centered around himself.
旧人是自私的,
the old man is selfish.
随己意的,
it goes, he does according to his own will.
甚至如果在路加福音你看到的时候这个属律法的也是旧人,
or perhaps you see in the book of Luke, gospel book of Luke, those are the ones that belong to the law,
就是本来以律法为中心的,
those who live whose lives are centered around the law,
或者以一些宗教为中心的,
or perhaps their lives are centered around religions,
这些都是旧人,
these are all old men.
什么是新人?
What is a new man?
新人是神刚我们刚才讲的新的一个创造,
a new man is a new creation.
新人是信主的,
the new man believes in God.
新人是在基督里的,
the new man is in Christ.
新人是不属肉体的,
the new man does not belong to flesh.
新人是与神有交通的,
the new man has fellowship with God.
爱慕神话语的,
he looks upon God's words.
如果我们哪一天不爱慕神的话语的时候,
if one day we do not desire after God's words,
你知道那是属什么的,
then we will know what it belongs to.
新人是被赎的。
The new man is redeemed.
新人是得永生的。
And the new man has eternal life.
新人是能够脱离罪的。
The new man can be separated from sin.
新人是要讨神喜爱的。
And the new man looks to please the Lord.
新人可以顺服神。
The new man can be obedient to God.
新人不是活在律法为中心，新人是活以恩典为中心。
The new man does not live in law but lives in grace.
你注意看刚才我们讲的那段路加福音，他怎么说？
If you pay attention to what we just read in the Gospel,
他说把一件新衣服撕下来。
It says that you tear a piece from the new garment.
这里讲到新衣服是一个全然完整的新衣服。
Here the new garment is completely new.
新人不会做那件事情。
We will not do such a thing.
把一个好好的新衣服把它撕一块。
A new garment, we tear a piece from it.
去补在旧衣服上。
To put it on an old clothing.
新人很强大。
Today we keep tear apart Jesus Christ.
我们拿那一块，我们喜欢的那一块。
We take the piece we like.
我们要恩典的那一块。
The piece that gives us grace.
我们要恩赐的那一块。
The piece that gives us gifts.
我们要。
We want.
然后补在我们这一块属律法的那一块上面。
And then we put it on us, the one that belongs to the law.
我们好像把一个新的酒，就是主耶稣这个甜美的酒。
We seem to take the new wine, the sweet wine of Jesus Christ.
我们不愿意把我们旧人脱下来。
We don't want to take off the old man.
我们硬要主耶稣钻到我们这个旧人里面去。
We force Jesus Christ to come into our old self.
当旧人要做什么事的时候。
Whenever the old man wants to do something.
我们从来不尊重主耶稣说什么。
We never respect what Jesus says.
这就是好像把新酒放在旧的皮囊里面去。
It is as if we're putting the new wine into the old wineskin.
就像我刚才那样穿两件衣服上来一样。
It is like what I did before, wearing two jackets.
神是何等的伤心。
God is, how sad is God?
他后面讲说，没有人喝了很久又喜欢喝新的。
Later it says, no one who has drunk the old wine will want the new.
我不知道你认不认识你自己。
I don't know whether or not you know yourself.
我们在地上的事情，常常都是喜新厌旧，喜欢新的，不喜欢旧的。
Earthly, on earthly matters, we often like the new and dislike the old.
但是我们常常在属灵陷到律法里面，都喜欢旧的，不喜欢新的。
But spiritually, when it is things according to the law, we like what's old and not like what's new.
这段圣经解经人常常跟我们讲，是讲到律法与恩典。
Those who explain the Bible would often tell us these verses are explaining the law and grace.
新的衣服讲到恩典。
The new garment is grace.
新的酒讲到跟恩典。
The new wine is grace.
新的平安也是讲到恩典。
And the new peace is also grace.
旧的衣服讲到律法。
The old garment talks about the law.
旧的皮囊也是讲到律法。
And the old wineskin is also talking about the law.
当然旧的衣服也是讲到律法。
And the old garment is also talking about the law.
就我们都是喜欢旧的。
But we often like the old.
神一阶段一阶段带我。
God has guided us through one phase after another.
神把我们每一个基督徒得救之后。
After each one of us is saved.
我们可能受到不同的难处。
Perhaps we've encountered different difficulties.
我们受到不同的操练啊。
We've had different different exercises.
有难有简单。
Some are hard and some are easy.
有的很难很大。
Some are very difficult and very big.
你好像没有办法胜过。
It is as if you cannot overcome it.
这是一阶段一阶段的带领我们。
And but God guides us one phase after another.
那天我们弟兄讲。在神的面前，我们每一天都是新的。
Our brothers say that every day before God we are new.
我们今天就接受今天新的领受。
Today we will receive our new graces for today.
昨天已经过了。
Yesterday has already passed.
我们要知道昨天有神的美意。
We know that yesterday has God's beautiful will in it.
但是我们不能每天怀念昨天的好。
But we cannot always remember what was good yesterday.
怀念昨天神那么恩典我。
Remember that how gracious God has been to me yesterday.
今天也是要那样恩典我。
then today he must be gracious to me as well.
你怎么知道神今天给你的难处不是更大的恩典呢？
How do you know that the difficulty God has given you today is not a bigger grace?
我们很容易就陷到我们自己所定规的律法里面去。
We very easily sink into the law we defined ourselves.
我们不能留在救恩的那个门而已。
We cannot stop at the door of our old grace.
我们每个人成为基督徒之后，
Every single one of us after we become Christians.
神要我们不要只搭在救恩的门槛上面。
God does not want us to stop at the door of the old grace.
我们每天就在门槛那里徘徊。
And every day we just walk along the doorway.
我们什么也不想要去。
Where we don't want to go anywhere.
但是世界的事情我们很愿意去。
But the worldly things we are willing to follow.
对的，旧的事情我们非常熟悉。
We are very familiar with the old things.
对的，属灵的事情我们一点兴趣都没有。
We're not interested in any spiritual things.
我们自己有时候
Many times we've given up ourselves.
但是主看我们是新人。
But the Lord looks at us as new.
我们天父借着主耶稣基督来看我们的时候。
Our Heavenly Father, when He looks at us through Christ,
他在我们身上有何等大的一个荣耀的盼望。
What a glorious hope He has on us.
我讲这一篇并不是指着大家来讲。
I'm speaking this not to point to anyone.
我在讲的时候， 我常常觉得神常常在对我说话。
As I speak, I often feel that the Lord is speaking to me.
我们常常讲， 你几岁啊？
We often say, how old are you?
你43岁。
You're 43 years old.
常常人家问你信主多久啊？
Often people ask you, how many years have you believed in Christ?
你可以跟他讲， 我信主16年 new。
You can say, I've believed for 16 years.
我不是16年 old.
I'm not 16 years old. I'm 16 years new.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们信主之后， 神把我们摆在新人的里面。
Because after we believed, God has placed us in a new person.
我们成为新的人。
We become the new man.
让我们计算我们的年日， 计算我们有多少年薪。
As we count our age, as we count how old we are, let's count how many years new we are.
神把多久的年日放在你里面。
God has placed how many years in you.
他把恩典放在你这个人里面多久。
How many years He has placed grace in you.
你可以计算得出来吗？
Can you calculate it?
不要忘记我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
Do not forget the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
盼望我们从新与旧里面能够学到功课。
I hope that we can learn our lessons from the new and the old.
我们盼望那个新。
We hope for the new.
我们愿意脱下那个旧。
We're willing to put down the old.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们把这些话都摆在你面前。
We place these words before you.
求主用宝血洁净这些话。Pray
that your precious blood will cleanse these words.
主啊，我们也求你用圣灵用着这些破碎的话。Lord,
we also pray that you use these. The Holy Spirit will use these broken words.
我们求主恩待我们在这里聚集的弟兄姐妹。We
pray that the Lord will be gracious to the brothers and sisters who are gathered here.
让我们知道我们的主在我们的身上是何等长久有盼望。
To help us to know what great and long hope our Lord has on us. And how, what long suffering kindness He has on us.
主，我们要感谢你给我们一个得救的地位。
You've given us the status of one who is saved.
你让教会都能加入这个新人的里面。
You have let the church join the new person.
让每个弟兄姐妹能够在这个新人里面来长大。
So that the brothers and sisters can grow up in this new person.
乃是照着我们神的形象，人与圣洁与圣洁。
It's created according to the righteousness and holiness in the image of God.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.